Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, besagt es mir nach, es Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. In Perik Gimel, we learned about Sets. The two Sirim of Yom Kippur, the two Kifsei Atzeres, the two Chalais and Shavuos, the two stacks of Lechem upon him, two spoonfuls of Levina, two types of matzah that the Nazir brings with his carbon, the three things you need for a Parah Aduma, the four types of Chalais for a carbon Taida, four Minim and the Lulav, four things that the Metzayra needs. All sets, one without the other. If you have less than the required amount, you have nothing. We learned about the things that need seven hazayas, can't be any less. We learned about the seven branches of the menorah, the seven lamps on top, little cups. We learned about two parshiyos in the mezuzah, four parshiyos in the tefillin, four tzitzes, all sets. If you don't have the full number, you have nothing. And now in Perik Dalid, we're going to see things that are part of one mitzvah, but they are not ma'akev each other. We don't say that if you don't have one, you don't have the other. For example, our Mishnah begins, Perik Dalid Mishnah Aleph, Hatcheles Eina Ma'akev Eses Alavan. The Torah says, V'asu lehem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim l'dayroisam. Now I'm sure you've said it this morning, you'll say it tonight, by Ma'ariv, V'nasnu al tzitzis hakonof besil tcheles. Tzitzis is supposed to have chutei lavan, white chutim, and tcheles, and blue chutim. And you put four chutim in each of the four holes at the corner of the begadim, and it folds over into eight. Right? Then you have to tie it together in the way that we make tzitzis. Like it says, gedilim tasalach al arba kanfes kisusra. There's different shitas. According to most paiskim, it should be two and two. Two white, two blue, each corner. Some say it's three and one. There's even a sheet of three white strings and one string that's half white, half blue. But somewhere, somehow, there has to be tcheles, or there should be tcheles, by our tzitzis. Some people have tcheles today. It's not something which is clear. There are different sheetas that we know what the tcheles is. There are different sheetas that we don't. Most people, I guess, don't have tcheles. But either way, there was a time, and there will be a time, that everybody will have the tcheles that comes from the special chalazon fish that the Torah says we're supposed to have, meaning it comes from like a dye that comes out of the fish. Even though we should have tcheles, but lemaisa, if all four are blue or all four are white, you are still yaitza. We don't say one needs the other. Hatcheles eina me'akev eses alavan. The tcheles thread of tzitzis doesn't have to be there for the white to be kosher. V'alavan eina me'akev eses tcheles. And the white thread doesn't have to be there for the tcheles to be kosher. L'chadchili should have both, but if a person has only white or only tcheles, the tzitzis are kosher. Viter says the Mishnah, tefillah shel yad eina me'akev eses roish. If you only have the tefillah shel yad, put on the tefillah shel yad. If you only have the tefillah shel roish, put on the tefillah shel roish. They're two separate mitzvahs. The Matanura brings an interesting sheet over here from the Rambam, that if you only have the tefillah shel yad or you only have the tefillah shel roish, you shouldn't put on one until you get the other one. As a concern that a person will learn from this only to put on the shel yad or only to put on the shel roish. But the Matanura says that that's not the halacha. It's discussed in the Gemara. The halacha is, of course, l'chadchila, we put on the shel yad and the shel roish, we wear it together. But if you only have one, wear one. A lot of times in the concentration camps, they had one pair of tefillin that went around between hundreds and hundreds of people, if not thousands. Not everyone got to put on both tefillin every single day. Viter says the Mishnah, Hasoiles v'hashemen, the flour and the oil of the carbon mincha of nesachim, ain't a makven as a yayin. Doesn't stop the mitzvah of pouring the wine. If a person has no soiles or shemen, he can still bring the yayin. But lo yayin, me'akvan. And if a person only has the flour and oil but no wine, he's still yaitza. Viter says the Mishnah, Hamatonos she'amizbeach hachitzoin einon na'akvoi zu azu. Let's say a carbon chatas. You have to put it on all four corners. But if you only put it on one corner, l'maisa your yaitza. That's learned from a pasuk. Okay, quickly chazing over, the tcheles and the tzitzis doesn't hold back the white. If you only have one and not the other, the white doesn't hold back the tcheles, you're still yaitza. If you only have a tefillin shel yad or tefillin shel rosh, put on the one that you have. If you only have the seilus and the shemen but not the wine, when it comes to nesachim, bring the one that you have, or the other way around, the wine, not the seilus and shemen. and the matonis, the applications of dam on the outside mizbeach, even though different karbonis have different halachas, like the chatas needs on all four sides, but lemaisa, if you only do once, your yaitza. That's learned from the pasuk, b'dam zevechecha yishofech al mizbeach Hashem. So it's mashma that somehow even one shvicha, one pouring, would make it kosher.